And greetings. This is Nigeria Anderson. You're with UrbanBuzzMag.com. I'm speaking to my brother Yusuf, who's part of a documentary on homelessness in New York and Miami. It has some personal accounts I'm sure will be inspiring to some and encouraging to others. So Yusuf, let the people know what's going on.
Hello to everyone, and this is Yusuf Ali discussing American immigrants. It's a story about being homeless in America. As an American, you feel like an immigrant when you don't have a home. A home is a place for sabbatical, for family to come together. When you don't have that home, you feel, you know, like an immigrant or alien. So that's why it was titled American Immigrant. We was able to film in New York and in Miami. So we got both regions, outtakes on how it is in the city and how do you adjust and, you know, how do you bounce back from those odds.
That's very important, and I'm glad you touched on New York and Miami. The homeless population is always a very important topic because not only are you talking about Americans being in America and homeless, but we are talking about other people who come from other countries that come here and become homeless as well. What do you find is the common thread of the homeless issue that we're facing?
Well, a lot of people are displaced and they don't have family members and they become depressed and they may become involved in some type of alcohol dependency to subside the pain that they're dealing with, and it sidetracks them, and a small situation turns into a lifelong scenario where it turns into a chronic homelessness because no one to deal with them. And they're not seen. Mental health issue is a very big plague that a lot of people don't want to address, not only amongst the homeless, but working functional people have serious mental health issues, depression, bipolar, split personality. Specifically in the urban community, you know, we look down on, you know, seeking help for these issues because it may be a sign of us being weak or we're crazy or whatever the case is. But if your car is broke, you have to go get it to get fixed. So the body is the same way and the brain is the same way. So right. If you have an overloaded circuit, you need to go seek some help so you can relieve yourself.
Are there places to get help?
Right now, unfortunately, there are no places for mental health. For substance abuse, there are many places that people can go. They actually have to seek it out and stick to the prescription that's given. So I will say it's basically on the individual what they want to do. A lot of individuals are using the system.
Okay.
So I would say if you would classify them in groups, you know, the serious intent, the ones that want to use the system and the ones that have mental health, they all need to be separated.
Okay. What provoked the producer and director to address this topic now?
What provoked it was Ken Miles and myself relationship. I actually went through the New York City homeless shelter system by myself. Being that Ken Miles was a friend of mine, he wanted to know if I wanted to archive and document the steps that I was going through.
Okay.
Because we would go to different events and he would leave and I would leave and he never knew where I went. So he said, well, where do you go when we leave? Because, you know, you look nice and, you know, it's just a few pieces of missing. So I finally told him, you know, I stay in Queens. I'm in a shelter. I had some family issues in New Jersey. I had to uproot myself and come to New York. I had nowhere to go. So I'm not the type to cry with spilt milk. I dealt with it the best way I could possibly deal with it. And I ended up in the New York City shelter. So he archived the steps and documented it and saw how I was dealing with it. And he couldn't believe I had the energy that I had to be going through such a, you know, life-testing situation. I was just letting him know, you know, your situation doesn't define you. You know, how you deal with it and how your character, morals, through your situation and your test, that is what defines you. That's where the blessings is going to come. That's what God is testing you for right now, to see if you can get through this major test. And he only gives major tests to those that he loves. if he didn't love you and test you at all. So I took it as a major test and dealt with quietly, and I accepted the test, you know, with a badge of honor. And now I have an apartment, I have a nice job, and things have moved on. It's just a transition phase. You just have to be resilient.
Right. So, you know, you were able to not only get yourself together, but also be in a promising relationship.
Find love. Is,
right.
My partner, Miss Hawkins, she's a very strong point in my life. She helped me out a lot spiritually and giving me reassurance and, you know, key guidance in the New York area, because I was from Jersey, so I didn't know how New York moved, how different agencies would help with resumes. And so she was very resourceful in helping me get to the next stage of being gainfully employed. And yeah, she was backbone for me.
Yeah, which is that's excellent.
Right.
You know, so what that's excellent. So what pointers do you have for someone? You pretty much said it, but let's just reiterate that, you know, this is just a test and a trial, and just encourage someone to keep going.
Okay. And you have to be ready for any curveball that happens. You're going to be tested either with your family, your wealth, or your health.
Yes.
Either you might get sick and you don't know. The COVID just took a lot of people's family members and wealth and savings and things like this. So you have to be prepared for these, mentally prepare yourself for these type of scenarios. So when it does happen, it doesn't blindside you.
Right.
It's just a test. You can get through this test. You just have to be positive, keep a smile on. Don't let depression take you under, because seems like around the corner it's going to be another test and another test.
Right.
It's going to be a lot of no's. It's going to be a lot of no's before it's a lot of yes. So don't grit your teeth.
Right.
Just expect it and say, I'll come back another day. Thank you for your time. And when you handle it like that, you don't defeat yourself. You don't eat yourself up from inside with anger and disappointment. Don't be mad if someone says no to you, because you're going to hear no a lot.
Right.
Keep good people around you with good character.
Yes.
And you can bounce the energy off so that you can stay motivated. And, you know, give yourself personal time that you can reflect and think, so you're not distracted by all the things that's going on.
What can you encourage people to endure in actually going through the New York City homeless division, as far as, you know, having a place to rest your head?
If you're a new person seeking residency and you go to a New York City shelter, you'll be placed in a temporary spot until they classify you, and then they'll put you in a hotel-like setting.
Okay.
Until your paperwork clears. And the hotel is very nice, so it's kind of a, you know, an upgrade to what people think. But it's the level of people that are in the hotel, so you have to check your property and stay humble and don't wear flashy, eye-catching things that would attract people to bring harm to you.
Right.
Keep your circle small. Don't fraternize and mix with others. Be friendly, but not too friendly, and be outgoing for tasks that's going to benefit you.
Right.
Now isn't the time to have any leisure time, and, you know, when you finish doing whatever you have to do in the day, maybe you can sit down, relax, or whatever, have a cup of coffee, but stay consistent, and you'll get up out of that situation. They'll give you a voucher for city theft or for a soda program if you're working, and you can find a building that will accept those particular type of vouchers. And if you need seafood, global shelter, you'll accept what they give you, because it's only a stepping stone. Once you get the first shelter spot that you call your own, your keys, and you're working, you can move from that position better than working in the shelter.
Right.
And by that time, you'll have real people around you that are already went through the steps that can take you to the next step, get you a better job, get you a better means of transportation. So it's a support system, but you just have to find, you know, the people that are in the positive support system. There's a negative support system, alcoholics and drugs and the loofies, smokers. And, you know, you just speak to them and keep it moving, because you don't want to get caught in that world, because it stagnates you.
Right, right. And so that's very important because, like you mentioned, there's different calibers. There are some people who are mentally challenged that's in that in the homeless situation. And then there's just, you know, things happen and you find yourself in that situation. And especially now, like with rents being so astronomically high. It's not people just want to be homeless. It's because of, like you mentioned, various circumstances that they may find themselves in. So I thank you so much for sharing the route to take and the attitude to have should you find yourself in that situation and the people not to kind of associate with or get into a woe is me and then find yourself ensnared in doing drugs and alcohol. So, you know, I really appreciate you sharing because some people just always think people are homeless just because they're mentally ill or, you know, drugs and alcohol. But sometimes it's just unforeseen circumstances that happen. And, you know, you just have to go through those steps to get land yourself back on your feet. Was there any kind of similarities between Miami's system and New York's system as far as helping the homeless population?
The Miami system, being that it's a hot region, you know, they deal with shelters that are not feasibly air-conditioned.
Whoa.
So their shelters, a lot of their residents hang out on the streets as opposed to New York. They'll do their dirt and run inside because it's AC and cable in there.
Oh, okay. Well, how can people see the film?
They can go currently to AMDB website and subscribe to that particular channel, and it's available up there, and it will be available on all platforms in the near future, and it will be premiering at the North International Film Festival in September.
Oh, okay. All right, and what's the website for the film again?
IMDB.
And it's American Immigrants.
Yes.
All right, well, Yusuf, thank you so much for sharing with us. That was a very important topic. The homeless situation is always something that needs to be addressed, and we're hoping that both New York and Miami and every state, city, country address it appropriately.
And thank you for your time. I greatly appreciate talking to you and your audience.
You're more than welcome. Tell us your social media tags.
They can hit me up on the gram, Yusuf, Y-O-U-S-U-F, 41. And they can go to Facebook group, U-Turns World. That's why I act up and enjoy life. And it's more free in there. So come on over there and have fun with me.
Yeah. All right, we sure will. Thank you, Yusuf, so much.
Thank you very much, guys. Y'all have a good evening.